Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tim Berry back on the show, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Who better to help us celebrate our 18th anniversary than someone who's been with us almost as long as we've been on the air? He's the galactic guru of business planning. His new book is called Lean Business Planning, which is absolutely superb and so appropriate for our current age. And he's our good friend Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim, and congratulations on your anniversary.
Thanks.
Well done. I mean, that is 5 days a week. There you are doing it. That's such an achievement, you know.
Well,
congratulations.
I appreciate that. Well, I'm like all these other small business owners out here, Tim. The people your business has served. Small business owners, if there's one thing we know about small business owners, the ones who survive, they show up, don't they?
They do the work, you know.
They show up.
It's not all the idea and the strategy. There's a whole lot of doing the work every day, right?
Absolutely. One step at a time, one foot in front of the other. One of the things, though, that seems to be a challenge for small business owners these days is making the conversion from what customers expected in the old days, meaning day before yesterday, to what customers expect today, and I know you've been working on this a lot, and this is something that's been troubling me for a long time, is we've got customers getting out front of small businesses in terms of expectations, and small businesses having a struggle catching up with them. What do you think?
I think we're at a tipping point, actually. Your book, The Age of the Customer, is a great place to start as we talk about this tipping point. It feels to me, as I work with several small businesses, that what used to work, what everybody assumes as our standard marketing, here's how we generate the leads, here's how we get the word out, isn't working anymore.
Yeah.
And what's to replace that, which feels like a different kind of getting people to know, like, and trust you, is still not completely clear or easy, or let's say that there's so much noise and competition in the fundamental idea of, call it, content marketing, that it's a very difficult time, and I feel like we're looking at this tipping point as, what do we do now when the old things don't work and we haven't yet figured out the new things?
Well, I'm sure you've seen what I've seen. That's a lot of frustration on Main Street of people who are doing things that used to bring them in business, and now it's not working for them, and they're mad at themselves. They're mad at their strategy. They're mad at their salespeople. You know what I mean? They, you know, why aren't you selling more? Blah, blah, blah. What do you mean you can't get in the door like you used to? Et cetera, et cetera. And it's because the customer is now empowered. And Tim, as you know, when customers are empowered, businesses are disrupted.
Yes. Yeah. And think of this one. I mean, for me, it's just, this is a process. This is not new. I mean, what, your book is 2 or 3 years old now, right?
About a year and a half.
This phenomenon has been gently growing.
Since 93. It's been coming on us since 93.
Yeah. And how about this, that advertising used to drive so much of what we did in small business, Yellow Pages, for example, or radio. And advertising has changed so much Now, your show's on the internet mostly, right?
And radio, yep.
And so some of that may still work, but how much is advertising changing, and how much do the small businesses look for what's to replace that and not find it?
Well, what's happening is, and I still say this, and I'm being honest about this, it's with the traditional and the new, it's really not either or, it's both and. Because the question is not what should you be using, the question is what are your customers listening to? How do you plug into your customers? Some of your customers you may need, you know, it's not that you can't do business the old way, it's just that you may not be able to do enough business.
Yeah.
Because a lot of your customers are not tuning in the old way. And so we're going to talk some more about this. Tim's got some great ideas on how to help you get into coming, bring your business into the age of the customer. 22, right back with Tim Berry. By the way, his new book is called Lean Business Planning.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.